This is the Perfectionism Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 2. You can't change what you don't know. In this session, I share common examples of perfectionism. There's also an accompanying short guide featuring over 50 examples. Keep in mind, also, that you may recognize other people's perfectionism in these examples. In the first set of examples, I focus on self-criticism in general. So there's being consistently self-critical, and that includes focusing on and exaggerating your flaws while rarely acknowledging positives and seeing you as a whole person. It also includes comparing you unfavorably to others and beating you up for not being perfect or good enough. Refusing to forgive you or to move on from something in the past because you're basically hating on you for not being perfect or for not having been perfect in the past. There's judging you by virtue of your background, appearance, you know, mistakes or experiences. So for example, being embarrassed and still continuing to criticize and judge you about where you come from, or the fact that your family aren't or weren't wealthy, or that you don't look like others who you believe have it easier or better than you, or that you were bullied, not cool enough, or overweight at school. Having a set of standards that might be considered high by others that motivate you. This perfectionist quality works in your favor if you're energized by these standards. And for instance, you're not stressed out by them and busting your bandwidth. This will be because your standards are based on being in alignment with your values and boundaries, as opposed to it being about you being perfect. If, however, these same standards cause overwhelm, paralysis, and shame, then they're a problem that's rooted in trying to rigidly control you and or shaming you if you don't meet your own expectations, which incidentally might be unrealistic. Here's another example of self-criticism: finding it difficult to be happy when others are successful because it's internalized as a signifier of you not being successful or as successful. There's hearing your inner critic as someone's critical voice in your head. So for example, a parent, caregiver, or old bully. Or it could be your own voice repeating old critics as well as piling in with your own negativity. It could be that you try to force people and situations to change rather than admit that you've made an error in judgment. This includes being stubborn and returning to situations and people that should be left alone because you're actually trying to right the wrongs of the past. It's the mistaken belief that what went down was because you were imperfect or that they owe you because you feel as if you did everything right. There's also spending money on cosmetic surgery and treatments that you really don't need, ruthlessly managing your appearance or feeling shame about your body not looking like something out of a magazine. Here are some examples that are related to accomplishments, achievements, and your approach to tasks, projects, and endeavors. Becoming depressed when you don't achieve goals. In fact, you might be someone who becomes demotivated by goals, even if initially you are energized by them and even if they're things you genuinely desire. This is because, well, your perfectionism sucks the frickin' joy out of them. There's abandoning tasks, projects, big endeavors partway through or just before the point of completion. This is procrastination, and it happens not because you're lazy or a failure, but because you are trying to do things perfectly. You're hitting on a point where you could ascend into your purpose and potential, and or you're afraid of creating more expectations of you. There's overdoing it, and sometimes if you'd just stopped at about 70% of your output, you may have achieved a better result or realized where you needed to adapt. There's taking on big challenges with little or no thought for your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being, or without acknowledging that it's an immense challenge and then still expecting you to achieve. It could be doing multiple degrees, courses, etc., in an effort to feel as if you've done enough to be worthy, intelligent, etc. It's feeling like a fraud no matter how much experience you gain because of mistakes or failures or flaws that you hold over you. So for example, maybe you found university difficult at times, and while you didn't get the highest grade, you did well or have done well at work. Or maybe you didn't do as well as you would have liked on your A-levels or your SATs or your Leave and Cert or whatever it was. Now it's like 10, 20, 30 or however many years down the line, but you're still shaming you over these things and possibly limiting your options because of them. Another example is missing deadlines or going off brief on a project because you were trying to do it perfectly. This also includes missing out on opportunities because of your lack of vulnerability due to being so hyper-focused on perfectionism. Another example is taking on too much and struggling or refusing to say no, and then feeling overwhelmed, burdened, overloaded, resentful, trapped. And then having to work late or sacrifice sleep or, yes, potentially look incompetent because you have overpromised yourself. And all because you feel as if saying no flags up an imperfection about you. Let's do a few examples about interpersonal relationships. So there's being involved with emotionally unavailable and shady people to try to perfect and prove yourself so that you will feel as if you've earned the right to be in a better relationship. Ooh. It's like earning your stripes on shitty relationships so that you don't dare to put your imperfections on a great relationship and lose/waste it. Here's one that makes quite a few people uncomfortable. Getting mad or bailing out on an involvement at the first sign of the person being, wait for it, human and flawed. I'm not talking about when somebody is revealed to be like shady. It's just the whole when you realize that the person isn't like the picture that you painted in your mind. It's also often about fear of them discovering that you're not perfect and that you're basically human. And it's also, on some level, feeling that they should actually try to cover up their imperfections because, well, that's what you do. There's falling for narcissists or very intense people who treat you as if you're perfect at first because it's the early stages of the relationship and they, well, don't know you and are likely trying to circumvent your boundaries or intimacy. And then you beat you up when they bail due to the unsustainable intensity or they prove to, yep, be imperfect. There's refusing to ask for help or admit that you're struggling, even though you help others and are quick to empathize if they're struggling. This inadvertently and sometimes consciously creates relationship dynamics where you're always the giver and everyone else is the taker, or where you appear Teflon-coated even when you're drowning. It puts up a wall between you and loved ones. It also puts you in this position where everybody else always looks like they're the ones who have problems, who have needs, and you don't. Last but not least, here are a few examples related to communication. Saying nothing or giving a very watered down version of what you intend because you're trying to avoid hurting feelings or experiencing conflict, criticism, disappointment, or rejection. They're spending ages writing what should, for all intents and purposes, be short messages. There's avoiding making decisions because there's this fear that if you make one, that you might get it wrong. So then you try to have a decision-free lifestyle, which then causes you to sit on the fence, which then leads to more problems for you and possibly impacts on others around you as well. There's torturing you for days, weeks, months, or even years over something you said and making out as if you're the masterful architect of your demise. Like if you hadn't said that one thing, then your whole life would be perfect right now. As I said at the start of the session, there are over 50 examples in the accompanying guide for this session. Do please check them out.